Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, today's episode sponsored by Abide. Your Daily Prayer is a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need and to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from Abide, we'll pray through today's prayer together. The end of the year is right around the corner, which means New Year's resolutions are too, like getting into healthy habits, reducing stress, and managing better sleep. So finish strong and enter the new year stronger with the Abide Sleep and Pray Meditation app, the number one Christian meditation app that helps you be your best and deepen your experience with the peace of Christ through biblical meditation. The regular meditation can help you feel less stressed at work, which helps keep anxiety down too. And with Abide's premium subscription services, you get early access to more content, ad-free meditation, and an experience you can cater to your needs with background music customization, a sleep timer, and even a journal, all to help your habits and health become routine. Download the Abide app today and enter the new year with prayer meditations that improve sleep and spiritual growth. Right now, we have a special offer when you subscribe. 25% off your first year when you sign up for the premium subscription, but only if you text our promo code DAILYPRAYER to 22433. Don't wait. Download Abide Sleep and Pray Meditation today and text our promo code DAILYPRAYER to 22433 today to get 25% off.
Advent Prayer for Joy by Emma Danzi. Luke 2, verses 10 through 11 says, "And the angel said to them, 'Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord.'" As we pray through the third Advent candle, the candle of joy, may our hearts reflect on the beautiful message from the angel given to the shepherds in the fields. The angel brought good news of great joy. This is what we have in Jesus. We have the good news of the gospel, that God came down from heaven to us in the form of man and lived the perfect life and died a sinner's death and rose so that we might be saved. This baby, this long-anticipated Messiah, whom the Jewish people prayed and waited many years for, had finally come. This leads to great joy in the lives of all who put their faith in him. Let's pray. Dear Savior, you are the giver of joy and new life. We celebrate you and honor you today. Thank you for your constant care for us. Thank you that we are able to access the fruit of the Spirit, joy, because you came down to us. Thank you that at this time of year, we are able to rejoice and be grateful for your precious presence with us. We praise you for coming to earth in humility as a newborn child. God, we cannot begin to comprehend all that you have done for us. Just like the shepherds were simple people, Lord, we are just regular individuals living life. But you have called us to greater things in your name. You have given us a purpose, a calling, and a mission to be part of your kingdom and to share that kingdom with others. May we not neglect the greatest joy of being your children and sharing your good news of great joy with others. Forgive us when we hide this joy and we keep it away from telling the world. You tell us in Romans 15:13 that you are the God of hope who fills us with joy and peace. You say in Philippians 4 verse 4 to always rejoice. You tell us in Psalm 16:11 that you make known the path of life, and in your presence there is fullness of joy. You remind us that joy comes through gratitude. So Jesus, we thank you today. We are grateful for the life that you have given to us, for creating air, water, shelter, food, for your love, for our families, friends, mentors, community, for our jobs, for our churches, for the sun, for the moon, for the perfectly established world to exist, for talents, and for your great sacrifice on the cross. You are the Creator, so we praise you for making joy. Lord, for those of us who feel down and discouraged right now, when we are overwhelmed, tired, or frustrated, help us not to sit in these states of mind, but to press into the gift of gratitude to do battle with the enemy and truly see even the smallest things in life as a blessing. Help us not miss the wonderful gifts from you because of hurts, losses, and discouragement. Guide us by your strength to choose joy and to fight for it each and every day. You say in Psalm 30, verse 11, "You have turned my mourning into dancing. You have loosed my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness." You tell us in Romans 12, 12 to rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer. Lord, move me into joy that leads to singing. There is such a beauty in getting to voice your praise, and especially with others. Even though our happiness comes and goes, may your joy be an anchor for our souls as we anticipate this new Christmas season. Whether we are easily joyful or having to fight for it with your help, may we look back at your birth to help point us towards your second coming to fill us with great joy. Amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
God's Word will change our life, but sometimes it's hard to know where to start. Well, that's where I come in. I'm Jody Nisnik, host of So Much More, Creating Space for God, a scripture meditation podcast. And each week, I guide you through a scripture, giving you space to listen to the Spirit and pray about what's on your heart. Then we have a thoughtful conversation with guests to help us go deeper. Listen and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.